Hello, Screeters. It is a rainy Tuesday, post-Memorial Day here in Northern Illinois, in Screeterland, in Mr. Hobbs's gamerhood, in Hobbs and Friends Studio Land. All those places really are just wherever I'm at. Anyway, it is raining, as it has been quite a bit lately. A lot of times for Random Screed, I consider what the show is and what it should be about and how I feel about it and what I think would be decent content and what people might like and what I like and what'll help me. And I rarely come to the same conclusions. It's kind of an enigma, kind of like life sometimes. Even more interesting is the fact that just when we think we have it figured out, it changes. So today I got some call-ins and I got some responses, and then I want to talk about a couple things and we'll call it a show. I hope you like it, but I don't know. I do know today is Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
Hey, Jason. It's Arlen Walker from Kevin Madison's Dungeon Musings, Astonishing Swordsmen and Sorcerers of Hyperborea, Reavers of Tula game. I just wanted to say, so I've been listening to the podcast and finally have a chance to call in. And I wanted to say, thanks for talking about this stuff. I have pretty serious depression and take meds for it and all that sort of stuff. And I don't talk about it very much, but it's nice to hear somebody who is working on their own issues and trying to do better. And it you know, brings a smile to my face to hear about you working on your things and trying to do better. Okay, I think I'm going to have to leave a second message. But second thing, I at one point thought that my brain was just shutting down because I was getting horrible ADD. And what turned out to help was... Sorry, I hit the minute limitation. What turned out to help was getting better sleep. I turned out to be suffering from sleep apnea, and so now I have a machine that I breathe into at night, one of those CPAP machines that it basically just keeps the airways open so that I actually stay asleep all night instead of waking up a little bit, because that's what sleep apnea is. But what I was going to suggest is, even if you don't have a medical issue, I think that the best thing to do for kind of what seems to me to have helped for sort of light non-diagnosed ADD is basically just get as close to 8 hours every night. And that good sleep helps keep you sharp and lets you stay focused. And it's so important. And I think it's easy to forget that when there's little things that eat away, but yeah, get more sleep.
There's Kevin Arlen Walker from Kevin Madison's games. I've played with Arlen a few times, playing Astonishing Swordsmen and Sorcerers of Hyperborea under the Dungeon Musings banner on YouTube. If you have never played that game and would like to see an actual play, check it out. Kevin is super enthusiastic about it. I'm not sure how more enthusiastic a single person could get about any game. And he seems to tend pretty close to the raw, if not too crazy with minis and tokens, and not afraid to have a little bit of narrative shift to write a better story. I think they call it the rule of cool, and Kevin's down with that, and Arlen seems really into it, dropping some poetry almost every session. Arlen, I have to tell you, I am always, humbled and fascinated and interested when I find out people listen to the show that I wasn't aware of. I'm assuming you started listening after I started gaming with you. I don't know. I don't necessarily remember mentioning Random Screed, but maybe. I know that Kevin always talks about Hobbs and Friends, but anyway, thanks for listening. And there's another shout out for sleep and how important it is. I sometimes think that there's a difficult balance there between getting something done, sleeping, and insomnia. I should also point out that I don't really think I have ADD in general, but I know that I kind of lose interest in games, and I would call it gamer ADD, where it doesn't seem to hold my attention as long as it should, even when it's a good game or not. Or is that why? Are the reasons that I find it to be good not the ones that make me want to keep playing it? All these things I'm constantly asking myself and weighing while and after and before the next game. And maybe that's just the dumb way to do it. Maybe we should just, ignorance is bliss, and schedule it and say I'm doing it no matter what. And then when it falls apart, stop playing it. I don't know. I don't know the right answer there, people. But regardless, thanks for calling in, Arlen.
Hey, man, Joe Dillo here. I'm on a train because here's this conductor interrupt things with the loudspeaker. Shit. Like that, for example. Anyway, you're talking about your diet and all that stuff. I know that I used to do a lot. I was a lot healthier back in the day. And I was organic and all this stuff and a lot less meat. And the only thing I had was chicken, you know what I mean? So to make up for the lack of meat, I was doing brewer's yeast. You can buy that. It's all the B vitamins, really, really intensive B vitamins. You pick it up at any organic food store, like Whole Foods or something like that, and you just sprinkle it on your salad. I used to mix it in with yogurt. It's a weird taste, but you get used to it. You know, the best I could tell, it just to get used to it after a while, and it's healthy for you in a lot of ways. So that's my advice. Later, buddy.
And there's Joe the lawyer from Not So Wondrous Imaginings. I think it was Joe, but it may have been a doppelganger because I did not hear one F-bomb dropped. I'm just kidding, Joe. Hey, you know what? I'm not sure I mentioned this or talked about this, but last episode, Joe had a call in complaining about rot grub. And I think I might talk about rot grub later. It's a cliffhanger. As far as my diet, yeah, that sounds great, but vegans also do not do dairy. So yogurt's a no-go, but they have coconut yogurt now, so a lot of those things seem interesting. I've been really tired, and I don't know if it's because of my diet. I don't know. I don't know if it's because it's been like 75, 80% rain here for the past 2 weeks. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know much this episode, which is pretty much par for the course for any long-time listeners. But yeah, man, Joe, that's interesting. Y'all get to hear me talk while I'm driving, and you get to hear Joe talk while he's on a train. Goddamn conductors.
Hi, it's Liren. You know, I don't have any experience with role-playing game groups, but I do have experience with doing some writing with a partner that was role-playing based, and I can tell you that there are a few things more disheartening than someone just fading away, like committing to write a story together and then something comes up and they don't tell you, or they just stop posting, or their posts suddenly take 2 and 3 weeks. And my immediate response is, okay, they don't like the story, they're bored, they don't like writing with me. All of these thoughts that are very self-negative. So I stopped doing that over that because I just couldn't take the negativity. So now I am craving writing like that, but I'm only going to do it with a very select person or people because I just don't want to deal with that again. So I don't know. Not the same, but still the same. Thanks.
Yeah, Liren, no doubt. Thanks for calling in, first of all. And second, that's one of the things, isn't it? Whenever we do something with other people, I'm not sure it's part of the social contract that exists or if it's just human nature. We often blame ourselves for other people's decisions because it's so hard, well nigh impossible, to understand other people's lives. I used to talk about this a lot in the early episodes about people's bubbles and how they're self-contained in their bubbles, and we don't really get into their bubbles very often unless, you know, we live with the person, you do it more often. But in general, especially if you're only doing something online with someone, all we kind of do is our bubble surfaces touch a little bit, and in that one small spot we get to know a person, but we don't really know why the other person stops playing a game, doesn't want to GM anymore, doesn't get involved in the creative writing, stops posting to the play-by-post game. All these things, we don't really know why they do it. And even when they say, like I say some things, but it may not be the thing at the time. You know, being self-analytical is not easy, and it's a lot of work, and it's mind-numbing. It's weird. You can go mind-numbing from something so boring that it numbs your mind, but also be mind-numbing for something that makes your mind work so much that your brain just kind of shuts down. Man, humans are weird, aren't they? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for calling in and finding something relatable in what I got to talk about. I should mention that Justin Davis Russell talked about the last episode on the Audio Dungeon Discord and the OSR Anchorites, and mentioned how good of a show it was. And I was kind of surprised because I didn't know it was any better than any other show. I think what he said when I asked him why it was better is because he just found more stuff in it that was relatable to him. Which, doesn't that make a lot of sense? We like things that are more relatable to us. So people who are affected by mental health and are gamers or have loved ones who are affected by mental health disorders and game, they can all find something relatable in the show, and people who game can as well, but it's going to be varied from show to show because, as Liren's mentioned in the past, I talk about a lot of different things on Random Screed. Too many things, which is kind of the story of my life. A lot of potential, I always say. Anyway, those are my call-ins for the show. Thank you, everyone, and I hope to hear more from you.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van, don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random Screed, Random Screed, don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
What is the cause of this lethargy? I want to know. Who knows? Let me know. Is it lack of proteins from a plant-based diet? Is it lack of sleep from a diet change, from a climate change, from environment change? Does it have nothing to do with either one? Is it depression because of lack of sun? Man, if somebody knows, let me know. But I should say that I have felt creative. My creativity is going fairly well, but I can't seem to get creative about the things I want to. It's almost like I have this resistance against stuff I've done in the past, but as soon as I start something new, it all just kind of fills the majority of itself in. Not all of it, but just like Saturday, I made a map with the awesome Gabriel Picard maps. There's still work to do. There's dynamic lighting to add in, but I made some map for Roll20 and wrote some content. I don't know what I wrote, 5-6 pages for a whole location with a dungeon in it, about a 16 room dungeon. And I'd say I am way over half the writing done. All the maps are done. It's kind of a cool one. It's got a lot of dungeony type things, which is what was requested by my man Eric the Hoff Hoffman. He says I need to do more regular stuff with more dungeony things, which I guess are puzzles, traps, and interesting things to find. I'm pretty excited about it. The maps look beautiful, which are pretty hard not to when you're using Gabriel Picard stuff. Shout out to Gabriel Picard. You can find his maps and stuff on the Roll20 I don't know what the hell they call it, merchandise, content. Browse their stuff. I don't know, guys. Either way, check it out. And don't forget to let me know about the sleep issue. So I got to play some 3.5 over the weekend. That was interesting. I never really played it in meet space nor online before. I did play like 3.5 or Pathfinder or some such in an online play-by-post game at Hero Central with Carl Rodriguez, but I don't really think that's the same thing. But I still kind of cheated because I didn't make my character. It was a point by West Marches, and the Hoffman made it for me, and we were playing in Cody Mazza's 3.5 West Marches game. There were only two players, and it was very close to a TPK, but the old sleep spell came through. My wizard Drazul. I always want to say Drazul the Wicked, but I don't know if he's experienced enough to be wicked. He's really just some a-hole right now. An interesting thing I found, which is common actually in a lot of these procedural games, is where the line is drawn for role play. Now, in Kalmata, I usually play it by ear with the players. A lot of times, you're going to have some players that like it, some players that aren't big role players. They're really doing the old school thing, and they're just playing themselves with an avatar, and the game is really just an fantasy adventure game. They're not role playing per se. Sometimes they are. But in Forlorn Shores and Cody's game, I can see people sometimes want to RP interaction in order to get the funny voices, say, or just to see what people do. Or there's an entertainment value there. But I'm curious to know what you guys think. Where should there be hard and fast lines? Should that be part of the social contract when you first sit down to the game? I've actually in the past had a player leave because he actually wanted to do role play stuff, and a couple other players in the game felt uncomfortable with it and felt like it was using up the time in a way that they didn't like. So I didn't like that. I really like everyone to have fun, but hey, some people just don't fit with each other. Sometimes you're in a game and styles aren't working. And it could be that the next time you guys play, the styles will work. So heading back to Liren's call in a little bit, don't take things personally, because you never really know exactly why the other person may be doing what they're doing or acting the way that they are. So unless they specifically want to have a conversation with you, I always say communication is the key to all things. So anyhow, there's a rambly, I don't know what the fuck I was talking about segment. Woohoo! All right, so last episode, Joe the lawyer from Not So Wondrous Imaginings called in angry about Rot Grub. I saw Tenkar posted a blog. He's also in the same game with Matt Jackson, Joe, and Tenkar, with Tim Shorts at Gothridge Manor being the GM. So some were complaining about Rot Grub, some weren't. I'm pretty sure Tim mentioned he was going to do a podcast about it. I have not listened to it yet. I'm sure I will. But Rot Grub. So I think we all recognize that there are a class or classification of monsters that were created in D&D to stop or to add risk, to shift the risk management from constant player procedure or policy, and then make it difficult. So the ear biter insect creature that lives in the door when you go to listen, that gets inside your ear to affect you, to stop people or to add risk to people always listening in at doors. Lurkers above to surprise all the people who are always using 10-foot poles, or in this instant, rot grub for people who are constantly always searching everything for treasure, be it piles of poop, be it, you know, a bunch of dirty rotten rags or old cloaks or things. So here's a little tidbit for you. Joe the lawyer is one of those guys who wants to take everything, try and sell it. He wants to take all the things, equipment. It's the murder hobo syndrome, where no matter what, you want to take everything and try and sell it, which is probably a pretty common D&D-ism, but to me, it doesn't really feel like something I think really works for me in genre. I mean, I don't know too many books that I've ever read where Conan went around, killed some dudes, and then gathered up all their equipment to sell it for 5 or 6 extra gold pieces to drink up at the alehouse. I've heard a lot of people talk about this in other genres where, yeah, you're playing Star Wars and everyone wants to grab and take people's armor and put it on and all that. That's not really a Star Wars-ism. Most of the characters kind of stick with the clothes they normally wear, right? So gear and loot are not really applicable. I think it was Gaming and BS, actually. Believe it or not. Here's a shout out to Brett and Sean. If you have never listened to Gaming and BS, you should check it out. They're often talking shit about games, which isn't that exciting. Anyway, I don't think Rot Grub are that bad. And a lot of times, I've actually used Rot Grub, but changed them enough that people didn't feel like they were actually Rot Grub. I would put them inside parasites in a larva or worms in a creature's stomach. So it's not that unusual. There are existing things in our own world that will burrow into flesh that are found in pretty disgusting places. So I'm fine with Rot Grub. I don't know about the listening thing. I don't know. Those guys hate it. I don't mind it. How do you feel about it? And I think Liren was talking earlier about fading away. But you know what I say about it? It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Random screed, random screed, random screed. It's what you need. Wah!